ערב טוב, גוד איבנינג, ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו.
אמן.
Also the corona is from God, it's not all, everything is from God, everything is good, and everything is going to be good. ברוך השם.
Nothing for
now. We're talking about counting, okay, so our parasha is כי תישא את ראש בני ישראל. That's it, תצווה. We have one parasha behind. Okay. קיטיסה, אוקיי. וידבר השם למשה לאמור, קיטיסה את ראש בני ישראל לפיקודיהם. קיטיסה, so this week I wrote about this. What is קיטיסה את ראש בני ישראל? It's strange, why? If you want to count the people, it says count the people. קיטיפקוד, קיטיספור. קיטיסה is when you will... It's interesting. What's the translation in English, by the way? Interesting.
When you take
a census of the
children of Israel.
When you take what?
A census.
A census.
Yeah, it says when you take the sum of the children of Israel.
Okay, so I want you to
count
the census. The census of the people.
What is census?
A census counting of the people.
Miskad.
You know, you want to know how many are.
So you tell me now. You all know a little Hebrew at least, yeah? So you tell me. Ki tisa et rosh bnei Israel. What's written here?
Something about lifting up the...
Nothing about counting.
Lifting.
Sorry.
Lifting.
You see, this is, again, one of the
carrying
points where you see... when you see the translation, doesn't go with what's really written in Hebrew. Because in Hebrew, what's written here, Kitisa, when you will raise the heads of the children of Israel to their counting, Lefikudehem, Venatnu Ishkofer Nafsho Lashem. Interesting. Why is the Torah using this phrase? Kitisa et rosh. So I saw a beautiful thing in the Rav Adam Sinai brings a beautiful thing about the explanation. Rav Adam Sinai, he talks about Kabbalah. He teaches the Zohar and the Eser HaSfirot. And he writes a very interesting thing. Why is rosh? Kitisa et rosh. First of all, you have to understand what's happening here. This is after the sin of the golden
calf.
Yeah, calf. Because in our parsha, we will see later on, the sin of the golden calf. And now, the parsha starts with a counting that comes after the chet, after the sin. And then you have to understand, Am Yisrael understand they did a terrible thing. Really, terrible. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Now, how did they go to this? How did they get to this point? Because, you know, they call it Dor De'ah, generation of knowledge. They saw God. God was talking to them. And 2 minutes later, you worship idols. So we have to understand what's going on here. So first of all, it's not exactly the picture. Why? For a very simple reason. One of the explanations is that, I don't remember who it is, but it says, if they really wanted to worship idols, who would they approach to? Aaron? Definitely not. So if they approach Aaron, it means that they didn't have any intention of idol worship. So what was the idea? The idea is they had a problem. Moshe Rabbeinu is gone. He's not there. And they say the Satan was doing this and that. Anyway, we have a problem. What are you going to do? So Moshe Rabbeinu is a human being. Now he's here. Tomorrow, who knows where he's at? So we are going to do something that is going to connect us with God that will stay forever. For example, a golden calf, which is one of the symbols that is on the high carriage up there. Mm-hmm. On the Merkava, there is one of the figures is a shaw, an ox, which is a calf. Can say. So they put, and by the way, if we're talking about the Mishkan, what was on the Aron HaEdut, on the...
Two cherubim,
which are two statues of children. Yeah. Again, those are idols. But they're not idols, because they were ordered by God.
And made from gold.
Yes. That's exactly the same situation.
Yeah.
In other words, what we are seeing here is a very interesting thing. Because you see, they say, like they say, you know, they say, "Aderech la-ge'enom retzufa bekavanot tovot." The way to hell is full with good intentions.
Yeah.
But at the end of the way, we all know, what does it mean? Because good intention is not enough. For example, the Kuzari, the book of Kuzari, the king of Kuzar, he wants to worship God. So he does a few things. And an angel comes to him in a dream and says, your intentions are good, but your deeds are no good. In other words, intention is not good enough. You need to have deeds that are connected to the intention, but only God can tell you what are the deeds. That's why, if you remember, the Rav Neugelshaus says, the first commandment is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and we talked about it. You can write Ani and not Anochi. And what is the chaf doing there? Anochi is like this thing that you, when you want to look if something is straight, anach. So you have this thing that how you call it in English?
Yeah.
Prum. Portuguese is prum.
Because the only way we know what to do is if what God tells us to do. We can be very clever and think that we know it all. And by the way, it happens every day. Today we have rabbis, they think that they are so clever that they can change things. But the Torah tells us, here, look at those clever people. They were not stupid. And they didn't have any intention to worship idols. But they did it. Why? Because they thought that with the knowledge they've got, they can do things that God didn't order them to do. And they did this big mistake. And this is, again, the thing. Intention is very good. You need intention. But it has to connect to the right deed. And by the way, intention also is not enough.
Action.
Because you need also to do. Because if you don't do anything with it, and by the way, this is the reason that in our parsha, there is something very interesting that is written. When we talk about the people that are going to do the job, it's written, and by the way, this is our parsha is starting with doing it, really doing the things. And then what's written is,
he appointed Bezalel and Eliyahu, and he gave them wisdom.
Very interesting. In the conscience is very him negative.
Negative. Everything is connected.
Negative is like
a plague.
A plague.
Yeah.
The gifa. That's what it's called. The corona is the gifa.
They're negative.
Wow.
Yeah, because of the government. The governments. They can't make up their minds.
No, but the corona. Finished.
You come to the end. This is another question.
There is so many in the world mikvot that, like, all each year they discover another. But this time is.
Yeah, it is.
It is, well, no, I know. I know. Where is it?
It's in the Torah.
Maybe it's before. 1 minute.
Because yes, he stopped to say something.
Here it is. In Perek Lamed Aleph, in Perek Lamed Aleph is written, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor. Lamed Aleph. וידבר השם משה לאמור, ראה קראתי בשם בצלאל בן אורי בן חור למטה יהודה, ומלא אותו רוח אלוקים בחוכמה ובתבונה ובדעת בכל מלאכה, לחשוב מחשוב לעשות בחסד ונחושת. פרק למד א', פרק למד א'. אין פסוק ו', פסוק סיקס. ואני, הנה, נתתי איתו. את האוליאב בן אחיסמך למטה דן, ובלב כל חכם לב נתתי חוכמה. What is בלב כל חכם לב נתתי חוכמה?
Wise heart.
Why he put in the heart?
Where is wisdom? Wisdom is in the heart or in the brain?
In the brain, in the mind.
What's the meaning of chacham lev? Wisdom of the heart?
You've got the combination of heart and feeling and doing.
Because they have.
And nevertheless, what the meaning of this is, if you're not chacham lev, you're not going to get the wisdom, because it says belev kol chacham lev natati chokhma.
You're going to want to do them.
Because they have to have the enthusiasm.
You need to have the connection between your mind and your heart. In other words, you need the knowledge and you need the heart. You need both. If the knowledge is without the heart, it's no good. If the heart is without the knowledge, also no good. As we say, it's not enough the good intention. You have to have also good deeds. It has to be connected. And how can it be connected? if you have the wisdom of the heart. The wisdom of the heart is to understand that we are doing things from the love of God. And when you love God, when you love somebody, you before you do something, you think, is it good or bad
for him,
for the one you love? And you look at things differently. You don't look if it's good or bad for me. If it's good or bad for the one I love. And this is Chacham Lev. Also, God doesn't want robots that do things. He wants somebody that is doing it from his heart. He wants us, our heart. He wants us to connect the heart with the wisdom. And then you can do Kechol Asher Tziviticha. When somebody tells you what to do, ordering you things, if you don't love him, would you listen to him?
No, even if
only if you have no other option. Only if you have no other option.
Yeah.
But if you have another option, you would not listen to him. But if the one who tells you what to do is the one you love, and you know that what he's telling you to do is only for your own good, then you will listen to him. That's Chacham Lev. When you are Chacham Lev, ve'asu kol asher tziviticha, then you can do what I'm ordering you to do. And this is sometimes the problem, as we said. There were a generation that knew so much. They saw God. They heard God speaking to them. They thought they know it all. And that's what the problem is. Arrogant. And starting doing things because I think I know better.
Now humility.
When they understood this, they understood what they did, they went with their head down, depressed. So Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, enough is enough. Okay, Am Yisrael sinned, terrible sin, but okay,
so
say Slicha and start going and doing the right things in the right direction. Raise up your head and start doing things in the good way. Because when somebody is depressed, he's not going to do anything. He's depressed. But if somebody understands, okay, I did a mistake. I understand that I did wrong, but now I'm going to fix it. So he says, Kitisa et rosh bnei Yisrael. Says the Rav Adam Sinai, a beautiful thing. Why rosh? Why head? It says in Rosh Hashanah we say, שנהיה לראש ולא לזנב. We eat a head of a fish and we said שנהיה לראש ולא לזנב. What's the difference between a rosh and a zanav? What's the difference between the head and the tail?
The rosh is the head and the tail is behind. It's the end.
Not only the hand.
But the rosh,
the tail goes after the head. The head is the one who is in control. So God, says the Rav Adam Sina, wants us to use our own mind and use our head, and be a head and not a tail. Don't be a follower. Be a leader. What does it mean? If you are a follower, you're just another part of the head. You haven't got your unique things. And this is exactly what God doesn't want you to do.
Isn't there a discussion in the Gemara about whether it's better to be the
You have to understand that the idea here is to, from one side, we are followers, we follow the laws of God. But we have to follow the laws of God with our own head, with our own talent. God gives each one of us a talent. Says the Gemara says that each one of us has got a chidush to do. In other words, each one of us, each individual in the world has got something unique inside him. It can be small, it can be big, it doesn't matter. But he has something unique. And this unique thing he has to use and as a tool. In other words, he is not allowed to lose it and nobody is allowed to take it from him. In other words, we have our own personality and we have to keep it. This is not being arrogant. This is using the tools that God gave you, but for the sake of the klal, for the others. In other words, you have to keep your head, your own head, that he brings here, the Rebbe Mikotsky used to say, אם אני, אינני אני, משום שאני, אינני אני, ואתה אינך אתה, משום שאתה אינך, הרי אני, אינני אני, ואתה אינך אתה. אולם אם אני, אינני אני, משום שאתה אינך אתה, ואתה אינך אתה, משום שאני, אינני אני, הרי אין אתה אינך, ואתה אין אני אתך. Somebody understand it? Very good. It sounds like a joke. If I am me, he says, this is, if I am me, because I am me, so I am me. If I am, if you are you, because you are you, so you are you. But if you are you, but if I am me, I, because you are you, and you are you because I am I, so I am you, and you are not me, and I am not me. You are not me. Okay, what is saying here, it, this is, by the way, this is something very clever.
Yeah.
Which you can talk about it a lot. It sounds like a game of words, but what he's really saying, like that, like only the surface, not it's very deep, but the surface is very simple. If I am I, because I am I. So in other words, if I keep my own personality, so I am I. I'm an individual, personal,
unique.
I am unique, and if you are you because you are you. In other words, you don't copy me. You do what you have to do because you are you. So you are you. You are an individual, I am an individual. But if I am me because you are you, in other words, I'm copying you.
That's right.
So I am not me.
I'm not me.
And you, if you are doing the same and not doing what you have to do, but you're trying to do what I am doing, so you are not you. In other words, we lose our
identity.
And this is very interesting because all the time they tell us to keep our ego, not to be egoistic, not to be, show off. And here they tell you something that that sounds like you have to be yourself. You have to, like, it sounds like arrogant.
Arrogant.
But it's not. Because it depends what you do with it and how you behave. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was anav hachi gadol al pnei adamah. He was the most humble guy in the whole world. But everybody knows that Moshe from the other side, lo kam beYisrael kemoshe od. He was the greatest guy. So look at this. From one side is the greatest guy, from the other side is the most humble guy. Can this go together? Of course. That's exactly the idea. The higher you are, you can be more humble than others. Because it's not a big chokhmah for somebody who is stupid to be humble. You've got nothing. Humble.
But if he says he's humble,
the problem is that the stupid humble. The stupid people that, and unfortunately think that they are very clever. That's one of the problems. But anyway, so we see that there is an interesting point here. That the Torah is telling us, Kitisai Trosh, you have to use your head. You have to be counted as a head and not as a tail. You are not just a number. And when we talk on numbers, we all know what a number is.
Yeah.
In the Holocaust, the Nazis, what they took the personality from the people. Instead of calling them in names, they gave them a number. Like you are just a number. You are not a personality. You're not a person. You are nothing.
That's what they
want to teach you. And that's exactly why, from one side, you're not allowed to count people. But from the other side, you have to count people.
Oh, people say, not one, not two.
No, but they say, like, they use, like, for this, from Tehillim, Oshia et amecha uvarechet nachlatea urem enasem ad haolam, that's 10. Like, you want to count a million, you want to know that you have 10, you don't count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you count Oshia et amecha uvarechet nachlatea urem enasem ad haolam.
Or a motzi.
Whatever. You use a something that's got 10 words, and this is how the way you count. And why is it so? So, you tell me, if you're not allowed to count, by the way, there are so many things written about not counting, that from one side, you know, so why are you counting? Because you have to count. But this is the second thing. How did they count here? Machatzit ha-shekel. Half of a shekel. Why half a shekel? Why be so stingy? Why can't you give a whole shekel?
No, because everybody's shaking the same.
Okay, everybody will give a shekel.
Yeah, why? Why?
I have a shekel.
I even have some
maybe
people
there were some who couldn't afford a shekel.
I don't think that that's the problem. Because I'm sure that there was, if you're looking for a, you can say a agora, okay? You can use a, yes, maybe
how
something.
How many gold they give for the Mishkan?
And they were very rich.
Two halves make a whole.
In other words, half a shekel is not anything to do with the, how much it's worth. It's the meaning of half. We are not whole. We are only half. Now, the idea here is that we are half because we are a part of a congregation. We are a part of a community. So we can never be a whole if you're not connected to the community. Or, in other words, if you're not connected to God. Like, one half is me, the other one half is God. In other words, if I want to get the light of God inside me, I have to make a vessel to get the light. So, if I make the vessel without the light is nothing. And the light without the vessel cannot stay. It goes. So, in other words, Chatzi Shekel is I'm only half. In other words, so this is the way to count. Okay, we're counting you, but you are ahead from one side. An individual, you have unique things in you, but you must not lose them. You have to use them, but as a vessel to get the light. In other words, to be a part. You are a half, and you have to fulfill yourself when you connect yourself to the other half. And this is the way that you can count on Israel. So in other words, we see here a very interesting thing. Ki tisa et rosh bnei Israel. It's not just a phrase. It's a big lesson. And also Machatzit HaShekel. By the way, Machatzit HaShekel, says Rav Adam Sinai, Shekel is from the word Shikul Da'at. Shikul Da'at is state of mind. In other words, it says Shekel, Shikul Da'at, and if we're talking about Am Yisrael, this exactly was the problem with the golden calf, because they thought they know it all. So he says, you have only half of Shikul Da'at. You have only half of the knowledge. The other half is with God. In other words, if you want to do the right thing, you have to do what God tells you to do. And not otherwise. This is Kitisa et Rosh Bnei Israel. Unbelievable. He says here a lot of other interesting things, but I'm not going to go into it. Sometimes it says, when you look at your friend, like if you want to connect yourself to the others, you don't look through the good things in you. You look through the good things of your friend. And this way, you get closer. Just now telling you, sometimes in families, you do something, and people see it from one side, and suddenly they forget all the other things. Like they see this thing you did, and they concentrate on this one wrong thing you did, or whatever. Instead of thinking about the good things.
Yeah.
So it's very easy to find faults in somebody. Very easy. Everybody's got it. Everybody's got problems. Everybody's got, let's say, bad temper, bad things in him. But, if I'm going to look at the bad things in a guy, we can never have... Well, we don't have to go far away. We have this now happening the third time.
Yeah.
The Bchirot, the election. They're all looking at what? At the bad things. They don't look at the good things.
They're not looking at the good things, yeah. So it's a negative attitude. It's bad.
Why do you think this corona disease happens now? Think about this. Also, God is trying not only to take us together.
Yeah.
So he tells you in a very simple way.
And we can't get the message.
I'm going to show you what the meaning is of being alone, being by yourself.
You get no...
You are a part of a community. To put now something in insulation, like... He has to stay by himself for 14 days.
You can't do anything.
Like medium stay.
You know the feeling? Suddenly you realize what it is to be a part of a community. You miss it. You cannot touch nobody. You cannot...
But he's even not even allowing, like a group of 100 people. You're not even allowed to gather.
Look what's happening now. What is the corona doing?
I think that
it's separating people.
It's making
I think it's this generation's a Moloch. I think that in every generation there's somebody who rises up and is like Kamo Amalek. And I think that's what this is. It's this generation is suffering from it.
I think that it's the generation. The fight against this Amalek is the virus.
Is what?
The virus is fighting against Amalek.
Yeah.
He's telling us there is an Amalek here who tries to tell you that the world is being run by nature, what they call, but the Rambam says that nature is God. Like, think about, like, the more you think about it, there are so many things in this interesting thing. First of all, you know, suddenly everybody has to stay in Eretz Israel.
Pesach,
Beitar. You can't come in.
No,
but you cannot leave.
That's right.
You cannot leave.
People. For Pesach, half of the country leaves Israel. I was also in the way out.
Oh, what happens with you?
Counseling today. Today or tomorrow, we're counseling it. So now, what can you do? Everybody's counseling. They want you to sign a paper that if you, you're going to pay, but if it's going to be, you have to stay 14 days here, or if it's something happens there, and you're in anywhere, you will ever, whatever it is, you're going to pay. Nobody will agree to this. Anyway, I've heard about a few firms that already cancelled everything and gave back the money. Some you have to pay a fine. And so, and from one side, you know, I feel bad for them because, you know...
Sure.
So, okay, so I paid some, they want something, whatever it is. Like,
and then blaming Israel.
I'm talking about Israelis. You have to understand that people invested a lot of money. Like to take a hotel abroad and to make it kosher and to bring all the food and bring the stuff and order the hotel. Everything is money. And now if everything is being cancelled, they're not going to get the money back.
Wow. And now you can't...
So they're losing millions.
And you won't be able to go in Israel either because you can't have more than 100 people.
I'm saying it's going to be...
Hotel in Israel
either. Personally, I'm an optimistic. So I'm thinking that in a few weeks' time it's going to be solved the problem.
By Pesach, you think?
Be'ezrat Hashem.
So.
No, it's going to change. Yeah. It's going to change. Because you have to see that the Chinese themselves by themselves, they're already controlling it. Yeah. It's sounding better.
They're not there, but that's already, what, 3 months?
That's no, February.
No, it's not 3 months. It's just now happened.
It feels like months.
Maybe. It looks like a long time, but it's not so long. It just now happened. I know, because now I've got this factory now, they're starting to produce. I have a few factories that they started producing already.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to pay them anything in advance because I don't know what's going to happen.
Probably.
So one of the firms now agreed to our terms, and they're going to produce, and the minute it's on the ship, they're going to tell us, and then we're going to pay them.
The problem is the ship, there's a lot of ships just sitting out there because they can't
get
the manpower to unload the ships.
No, and I think that what the problem is that sometimes, like I know that the ship came in, I don't know where from, and they told him that he has to stay for 14 days.
Right.
So the guy says, for 14 days? What do you wish?
Yeah, goodbye.
He put the things in Cyprus. So now they have to take the stuff from Cyprus to Israel. After 14 days or whatever. So, but they will have to find solution for all those things. What they're trying to do here now, it's like they don't want it to spread. Because the illness itself, it's not so terrible. The problem is that they cannot deal with all the ill people. That's the problem. And that's why they want to prevent the separating too quickly and to too many people. So that's what they're doing.
Well,
okay,
it's
not
so bad. People are dying from it.
Yeah, but if you look at the percentage of people that are dying from it, it's much less than people dying from flu.
So far in Israel, no.
No, it's not. Most of the people that are being treated, they are getting better. Baruch Hashem. But
even
no, the problem
is
you have to treat the people. And if they're going to be too many, then you will have a problem.
Right.
Because you cannot treat them. And then you have a problem.
Especially,
that's exactly the point. That's why they do all
those
things.
Pouring money now into the medical system, so maybe that's one good thing.
I would like that Israel will find the solution, and then I want to be what the BDS will do. They will take the injection.
No, they're not going to take
it. Yes.
Yeah.
All this, your cancer.
There is
okay.
Something.
Talk. Okay.
You have to.
Talking about.
We're not talking about corona.
Talking about corona. Another interesting pasuk. Lachashov machshavot la'asot. As we said before, to think thoughts to do. In other words, it's not enough to think. You know, you have a lot of people that have those brilliant ideas, but they never get to the point that they do them. So, what's the use of it? If you have good things in your mind, you have to act accordingly. Otherwise, it's no good. Now, but you have to do it. L'chashov machashavot. It's not enough to think, you have to do. But you don't do without thinking. I had this work, I think I told you about it, that like for a suddenly I'm getting all those complaints that people are getting stuff with the cuts.
With nicks, scratches.
Maybe. Not only scratches, like really, and it was, I couldn't understand it because there's new things in boxes and everything is like good,
packed well.
One day I'm going into the warehouse and I see this guy that working for me. And he is checking what's in the carton. Instead of looking on the label, I told you, I think. Yeah. Instead of looking at the label, he wants to make sure. He takes a knife, this the Sakin Yapani, the Japanese knife, and he cuts the carton and looks what's inside. But he doesn't realize that when he cuts the carton, he cuts also the stuff in.
But he's looking for
Chachmei Chelem.
It's not Chachmei Chelem. That is exactly not Chacham Lev.
He wasn't doing it on purpose.
He's looking for. Drugs. He wasn't doing it careless. Not on purpose, but careless. That's what we're talking. L'chashov machashavot la'asot. You don't do things without thinking. In other words,
and
we need this combination.
That's right.
You're going to do it with seichel.
Yeah, but not only seichel. You have to
and
need
lab and one
exactly. You see, seichel. I need the four chairs of this. Well, he doesn't care. He's going to bring you those four chairs, but he doesn't care what's happening on the way. He's sending them away. He did his job.
But he didn't think what he was doing.
He didn't think, no. He thought about, he wants to know what's in the box.
Right.
He didn't think more than this.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And that is lachshov machashavot la'asot. You need to think and to do. It's not enough thinking. You need doing. But you don't do without thinking. You need a combination. This is Chokhmat Lev. That's the wisdom of the heart.
This is the same when you want to say something for another person. You need to think, first of all, if it's good to say this, or you need to think about how to say and what to say.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it. Because one way can be very insulting and another way can be
nice.
And still say the same thing.
Another issue that this will end our lesson for today. Another interesting issue is Vayomer Hashem el Moshe l'emor, v'atah daber b'nei Yisrael l'emor, ach et shabtotai tishmor. We're talking about Shabbos. And by the way, I think the Chafetz Chaim says that 22 times in the Bible is written about Shabbos. Because Shabbos is one of the most important things in. It's the sign. It's like one of the beautiful explanations about Shabbos is that there are in our parsha there are three times that it's written to keep Shmirah, to keep the Shabbos. It's where is it? Okay. Ach et shabtotai tishmoru. ושמרתם את השבת ושמרו בני ישראל את השבת. Three times, שמרו. לשמור. What's the three times, right? שמרו. There are a lot of explanations, but one of the beautiful explanations is, first of all is, אחת שבת לשמור, כאותי. What is כאותי? It's a sign. It's like, if you have a shop, and there is a sign in the shop, and the shop is closed. When the sign is on the shop, so you presume that the guy went for a holiday or went for a break and is going to come back. But when you see You can see up to a restaurant, so it's closed and there's a sign there, so you think it's going to open again during holiday. But when sometimes the sign is there and the shop is not there anymore, but when the sign is down, definitely you know the shop is not there anymore. It's like our relationship with God is like a wedding, like an engagement and a wedding. So if a girl is getting engaged, she's got an engaging ring. Now, people do not talk. They talk, the relation there is a problem, it's not going to be. So when people see the girl with the
ring
on her hand, what does it mean? It's still going to happen. But if they see the girl walking in the street and the ring is not there anymore, what does it mean? Finish. That's
or she has swollen fingers.
So in other words, one of the things of Shabbos is like the ring. It's like a ring, like engagement ring that God gave to us before the marriage. So if the ring is on our head, if we keep Shabbos, it means that our relationship with God is okay. But if you don't keep Shabbos, it means there's not going to be heaven. Now, this is the first Shamru. And the other Shamru is
Shamru
for Israel and Shabbat. You should keep this up because it's holy. And what does this mean? Ki ani shishim mekadishchem. So, in other words, this is Kodesh, it's like Kiddushin. Like it's the second stage. This is the marriage, the wedding. So, in other words, after we keep the Shabbos in a proper way, God, like we now getting married with God. Or God is getting married with us. And this is Kiddusha. This is a matter of holiness. Kodeshi. When a guy keeps Shabbos, he is elevating himself from a holy point of view. He's sanctifying himself. That's the second Shmartem. And the third one is the Shamru Bnei Yisrael Shabbat La'asot et HaShabbat. What is La'asot et HaShabbat?
To make the Shabbos.
What does this mean?
Shabbos is made already.
Some people, by the way, the Ruach HaKodesh does a very interesting thing. One of the interesting things about Shabbos, you can sit and do nothing, and you keep a lot of mitzvahs. Yeah. Because if you, one of the things, all those jobs you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, the fact that you don't do them is already a mitzvah.
Yeah.
So in other words, you can do a Shabbos, sit from the evening to the next evening, and you are a tzaddik. This is a way, yes, but that's not sanctifying the Shabbos. This is not la'asot et HaShabbat. La'asot et HaShabbat is mean put into the Shabbos something more. Yes, effort and make it holy. Make something for it. Keep it. What is keeping it? For example, la'asot et HaShabbat is when they say that when a guy goes to the market, let's say on Sunday, and he buys something, he should buy. This is for Shabbos. This is the way, but that's by the way, we have Shir Shel Yom. We have Shir Shel Yom, the song of day that we say every day. Hayom Yom Rishon Be Shabbat. Hayom Yom Sheni Be Shabbat. That's Shmartem. This is to keep Shabbos in mind. I want Shabbos to come. So I'm waiting for it. So everything is, I'm counting to get to Shabbos. Whatever I buy. There was this rabbi in the Gemara that say that every day he used to buy a good fish for Shabbos. And then the next day he found a better one. So he bought a better one. So first of all, he enjoyed life from 2 points. Every day he had a good fish to eat. And then on Shabbos he got the best one. But every day he bought something good for Shabbos. But his mind was on Shabbos. Now then when Shabbos comes, what do you do in Shabbos? So that there are people, okay, they eat and sleep, and okay, Shabbos. But that's not the idea. It's like, La'asot et HaShabbat, it's like, as we say, we have the engagement, we have the marriage, then we have to keep it going. And to keep it going is to do things. It's to come with flowers, it's to give a present, it's to talk nicely, it's to put effort into the marriage. Exactly is the same thing as with Shabbos. You're supposed to put effort in to keep Shabbos. This is our relationship with God. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that Shabbos is the connection of us with the next world. So in other words, those who don't keep Shabbos, they haven't got the key. They haven't got the connection for the next world. So in other words, what is Shabbos? Me'en Olam Haba. So those who keep Shabbos in this world, they already have the connection with the next world. So Shabbos is one of the basic things. And by the way, why is it written in our parsha in so many ways? Because our parsha is also written about worship idols. the golden calf. And when you worship idols, you cancel the whole Torah. But when you keep Shabbos, it's like you keep the whole Torah. It's against the idol worshiping. So what we learned today is a very interesting thing. First of all, the most important thing is each one of us is an unique individual, is unique. And we have to use it, we have to keep it, we have to pit our identity, not be followers, but be leaders. In the meaning of using what God gave us, but not for us, for the clan, for the others. And this way you get Le'ahavta le'racha kamocha. And when you look at the whole creation this way, you get Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. Then you get also to the love of God, which is the basic of everything, the connection. As we say, Machatzit HaShekel, we are only half. But when we understand we only have, we look for the connection. He says a very interesting thing here. If somebody asks you to move a building 10 meters, can you move a building?
No.
He says it's enough to have the intention to move the building, and that's what God wants. Have the intention. Even if it sometimes looks to you impossible, you need to have the intention. To connect to God, it sounds like something unbelievable. Yes, but if you do the stay, if you do the step, you have the cheshek, you have the wisdom of the heart, as we said, to connect yourself to God, you will find the connection. This is Kitisayat Rosh, and then you can raise your head and be proud of being Jewish. And whatever happens, we believe that everything is for better, for the good, for the best. And Bezrat Hashem also, this what's happening now, this corona thing, it's going Bezrat Hashem only for the best. Bezrat Hashem.
Great. Great.
Great. Great.